Fiat. May 17th, 1938. How the soul is the voice, the singing, the hands in order to play, while the body is the organ. How the divine volition wants the littlest acts in order to make its sun rise. The sowing that the sun does to the earth, and the sowing done by the divine will. The marriage that God prepares with his troops. Continuing my flight in the divine volition, I feel it invest in me, inside and out, wanting to take its royal place in the littlest of my acts, even the natural ones, and maybe even over my little trifles. And if it didn't do so, it would not be able to say that the fullness of its will reigns in the creature. Now, my dear Jesus, repeating his short little visit, all goodness, told me, my daughter, everything came out of us and was molded by our creative hands, both the soul and the body. Therefore, everything must be ours, both one and the other. Even more, we made of the body the organ, and each act the creature would do in order to fulfill the divine will was to form one key, such that it would enclose many notes and concerts of music, distinct among themselves, while the soul, through union with the body, would form the voice, the singing, and by playing those keys, it would form the most beautiful melodies. Now, an organ without someone who plays it is like a dead body. It neither entertains nor attracts anyone. On the other hand, anyone who's good at music cannot exercise his art as a musician if he doesn't have an instrument to play. Therefore, it takes someone who speaks, who moves, who has life in order to form beautiful melodies. But it also takes the instrument with keys, notes, and everything else. Both of them are necessary. Such are the soul and the body. There is such harmony, order, and union that one cannot do without the other. This is why I'm so vigilant. I watch your steps, your words, the moving of your pupils, the littlest of your acts, so that my will may have its life and its place. We do not care whether the act is natural or spiritual, whether it is big or small, but we watch attentively to see whether all is ours, whether our will has made its sun rise of light, of sanctity, of love. And we use even the littlest acts of the creature in order to make our most prodigious portents, which form the most beautiful scenes to keep us all amused. Did we not form the marvels and the enchantment of all creation out of nothing? Wasn't it from nothing that we formed so many harmonies unto our very image and likeness in the creation of man? My daughter, if the creature had to give us only what is spiritual, it would have been very little. Instead, by giving us also her little natural acts, she can give us always. We remain in constant relations, and the union between us and the creature never breaks. More so, since the littlest things are always there, at everybody's reach, the lowly and the great, the ignorant and the learned alike, breathing, moving, helping oneself in the personal things, belong to everybody and they never cease. And if these acts are done in order to love us and to form the life of our divine will in them, this is our triumph, our victory, and the purpose for which we created them. See then how easy it is to live in our will. The creature does not have to do new things, but whatever she does, that is, to carry out her life as we gave it to her in our will. Fiat. After this, my Jesus continued, saying to me, My daughter, every day the sun sows light, heat, sweetness, fragrances, color, fecundity, and the diversity of flavors, and by doing this, it embellishes the entire earth. And by just touching with its light and molding with its heat, it fecundates the plants, it matures and sweetens the fruits. It provides a variety of colors and fragrances to the flowers, to the extent of forming the sweet enchantment for the human generations. The same happens with my will, which, unsurpassingly exceeding the sowing that the sun does, sows light, love, varieties of beauty and sanctity over one who lives in it, giving divine fecundity to each seed. Oh, how beautiful it is to see this creature embellished, fecundated by our divine sowing. How striking she becomes unto forming the enchantment of our divine pupils. Now, my daughter, in order to receive the sowing of the sun, the earth, the flowers, and the plants must let themselves be touched by its light and heat. Otherwise, the sun will remain in the height of its sphere, unable to make its sowing to the earth. And the earth would remain sterile, without fecundity, and without beauty. Because in order to give and receive any good, it takes union and accord on both sides. Without these, one cannot give, and the other cannot receive. In the same way, in order for the soul to receive the sowing of my will, she must live in it. She must remain always united with it in perfect accord. She must let herself be molded in order to receive the new life that my will wants to give her. Otherwise, as with the sun, my will does not sow, and the creature remains sterile, without beauty, under the darkness of her human will. This is why I want the soul to live in my will. Not only so that I may sow, but so that my sowing may not be lost, as I myself act as the farmer, to produce the most diverse beauties. Then he added, with more tenderness of love, My good daughter, my love wants to bind itself evermore with the creature. And the more truths it manifests about my will, the more bonds of union do I place between God and her. And as my love manifests the truths, it prepares the marriage between God and the soul. And the more it manifests, the more sumptuousness and magnificence will the wedding feast have. And you know something? My truths will serve the creature as dowry, in order for her to espouse God. My truths will make him known, he who lowers himself, drawn by his love alone, unto binding himself with the bond of marriage. My truths touch and retouch the creature. They mold her and form the new life in her. They restore and embellish in her our image and likeness of when she was created by us. They impress on her their kiss of inseparable union. One truth of ours can form a sea of prodigies and of divine creations in the soul who has the good of listening to it. one truth can change an entire world from perverted into good and holy. Because it is a life of ours that is exposed for the good of all. It is a new sun that we make rise in the created intellects. A sun that will make itself known by way of light and heat. In order to transform into light and heat, whomever has the good of listening to it. Therefore, to hide a truth that we issue from our paternal bosom with so much love is the greatest crime. It deprives the human generations of the greatest good. Moreover, one who lives in our will, by marrying us, forms the feast for all the saints. All of them participate in this divine wedding, and by virtue of this creature, they have their own feast in heaven and another one on earth. Each act the creature does in our will is a feast and a banquet that she prepares for the celestial regions. And the saints requite her with new gifts, and they beseech God to manifest yet more truths to her, to expand more and more the boundaries of the dowry that God has given to her.